So my first question is this the first year Kokanee salmon have been provided, were or are stocked in Jordan L Reservoir?
Yes, it is. This is the first time we've been able to put them in the reservoir, and it will provide a unique, a different opportunity. And this is based on some decisions made with a group of angling organizations that have kind of helped us in updating the management plan there at Jordan L Reservoir.
What group was this that helped you help the Division of Wildlife Resources decide on this decision?
We're calling it the Jordan L Reservoir Working Group. And it's a group of anglers, citizens that represent various different interests. And in theory, they're representing what the public are wanting to see happen there at Jordan L. And to be honest, the reason we got there is the utilization of Jordan L has just kind of dwindled over the years as far as angler participation. And we're wanting to try and provide something that would attract anglers, that would bring those anglers back, or maybe even some new anglers that might want to come. You know, it's right close to the Wasatch Front. And it's a great opportunity to bring people and get people outdoors. And that's kind of what the group is why it was set up. Say, hey, what can we do with the reservoir? How can we make some changes? How can we fix things and make it more attractive?
Okay, so I read here that you guys had stocked a number of fish late last week, and then Monday you added about 20,000 more. So just for the listener's sake, and it sounds kind of like a dumb question, but it's for the listener's sake. How many total fish were stocked into Jordan now?
Okay. We've got various different stockings, and the reason that takes place is these Kokanee salmon are raised at different hatcheries. So the initial stocking took place last week with the working group's help. They were able to be there and help us actually get those fish into the river right where it goes into Jordan L Reservoir, and then we repeated that process again early this week on Monday of this week. And we've got thousands of fish going in. Exact numbers I'm not certain yet, and there may even be additional kokanee that will be going in over the next week or so as well. The attempt is we've some available or kokanee have become available that weren't necessarily needed in other waters throughout the state. And so we're trying to take advantage of these fish being available now, putting them in now instead of waiting for another year, which is what the group had anticipated in stocking more fish. Because this is something that it's not a one-time stocking. We plan on doing this over the next 3 or 4 years at least to get that population established, get them to where there'll be enough to be running up the river and hopefully be a self-sustaining population over time.
Okay, and one final question. So how long and what was the process of DWR deciding on salmon? I mean, why salmon?
Good question. What we've done is, again, with this working group, we're trying to attract anglers, and we're trying to see what would fit best with Jordan L Reservoir and the conditions that we have there. Jordan L is a really deep reservoir, and the species that are there currently, smallmouth bass, rainbow trout, brown trout, others, they don't utilize that deeper water as much as the Kokanee salmon would. So we felt like there's a niche there that the salmon could fill and provide, again, a unique opportunity, a different opportunity for anglers. And in addition to that, we're going to be able to see a really neat watchable wildlife viewing opportunity. In the fall, in 3 to 4 years, when these salmon mature, they'll be running up the Provo River. A bunch of redfish will be coming up, and people will be able to view that and see that over in that rock cliff arm of Jordan L State Park. So it's kind of a exciting thing. It's not just all about angling. It's about different kind of opportunities for people to get outside and to see nature and to see a cycle take place and go through that process.
All right. Well, Mike, thank you very much for your time.
Kind of help you understand what's going on a little bit, or
yeah, it does. It really does. It gives me a lot of information for our listeners, and just being able to, I'm an avid fisherman myself. I haven't been in a while, and now I was really excited to hear that you guys were adding kokanee, because
yeah.
I'm originally from the Wasatch Front, so.
Okay.
I need to go out to Jordanelle mm-hmm. again and try it out and see how it is.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, these fish, they won't be really catchable, you know, for a couple of years anyway. It's about a 3 to 4 year life cycle that the kokanee go through, and most anglers are catching those 3 and 4 year old fish before they run up the streams, and like the salmon in the ocean and stuff, they run up and they'll die as part of that life cycle. But that's kind of a neat thing about this is those nutrients and stuff from those fish will actually flow back down into Jordanelle Reservoir. And we found that that's really kind of a need. The productivity of that reservoir is dwindling, and that's a natural process that reservoirs go through. And so we're hoping that that's another thing or another benefit from the kokanee salmon is maybe recharging the system a little bit for all the other fish and bugs and everything else that live in the reservoir. So lots of things have gone into making this happen, but it'll be a fun thing and a unique thing and kind of close to home. You don't have to drive all the way to Strawberry to see your kokanee now.
So what I'm going to do, I'm actually going to write the story, do the best I can with the information I was given by you. Thank you very much.
Okay.
And then my deadline is 5 o'clock tonight, so I'm going to hopefully get that done by then. Once I get that done, I will send you the link to the story. It's
okay.
It's on upr.org if you want to continue to look it up. But that's basically the
yeah.
idea. I will email you and let you know when it's finished to see what you think. And then if you guys have any other stories that need to be told or anything like that, just give me a ring and I'll be able to help.
Know.
Yeah,
Super.
Help the best that I can anyway.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. We love getting the word out as to what's going on or different things. This is kind of a neat one. It's kind of conservation oriented, but yet it's also, hey, here's a new opportunity. They're obviously not native or anything like that, but it's not all about 100% native fish either, and this will be kind of cool to see some redfish running up a river here in a few years. Well, I appreciate that. I will look for that email. I will be in a meeting, another angler meeting this afternoon, but I'll have my phone with me, and I'll try and watch for that and shoot you a text or any comments or thoughts if that's what you're after.
Okay, well, thank you very much, and I'll let you get back to your day.
Okay. Thanks, Nick. Take care.
Yep, you too.